Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai has announced a plan to speed recruitment for his country's army. The effort has been difficult because the pay is low and factional armies have been slow to disband. U.S. military recruiters have been working to attract soldiers to fight America's war on terrorism. Commentator Allison Epp Roberts says that may not be a good thing.
My son recently received a piece of mail from Tech Sergeant Mark Jackson, Air Force representative. Inside was an attractive brochure suggesting he consider the Air Force after he graduates from high school. The 30 days of vacation with pay each year sounded pretty good. Tiny print on the address label indicated how my son was selected for this mailing. It read 2003 C.K. McClatchy High School. That's his school and graduation year. Uncle Sam's campus invasion has escalated. The federal education law, known as No Child Left Behind, contains a quietly introduced provision. High schools must give military recruiters the names, addresses, and phone numbers of students. The law includes one of those opt-out provisions most folks never notice. Parents can refuse to let recruiters have their children's contact information. I don't remember being told this. Maybe there was something about it in the thick packet of notices that came home at the beginning of the school year. Like many dutiful parents, my husband and I pretend to read all those papers before checking them. I probably wouldn't have opted out anyway. I don't mind the brochure or the presence of junior ROTC on campus. High school students should learn about military options, and recruiters should have some limited, reasonable access to students. Most kids are pretty good at saying thanks but no thanks if they aren't interested. The idea that parents can protect older teens from information seems rather quaint. Still, I thought about throwing away the envelope from Tech Sergeant Jackson. When it comes to military service, I am of two very clear and utterly contradictory opinions. As a citizen, I firmly believe that this country should have universal military service. Every young man and woman should serve. No college deferments or other ways out should be reserved for the privileged. The risks and responsibilities should be shared by all. But we don't have universal service, and I don't want my son to enlist. As a mom, I don't want a single hair on my son's head ever to come in harm's way. As a mom, there is no greater good than my children's well-being. I know this reveals a wide gap between the convictions of heart and head, of mother and citizen. I don't know how to resolve this internal inconsistency. Luckily, I don't have to. Once my son turns 18, the choice will be his. Until then, Uncle Sam, you can't have him.
The comments of Allison Epp Roberts, a columnist for the Sacramento Bee.